T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do that next.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Right back here on OMF, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. Obviously, we've been talking about this game, and we want to get Mike Lombardi's 2 cents on it. Christian and Lou both think the Patriots win. Unfortunately, I do not feel good about this one, and I think they lose in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Mike Lombardi, author of Gridiron Genius, joins us live right now, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. So, Mike, I'm going to throw it right out to you right out of the gate because we got a lot to talk about with this game. Who do you like in the game? And tell us exactly why you think that team's winning.
I think it's really about the home field here. I think it's a situation where it's difficult to play there. I think it's going to be a challenge for the Patriots to match up across the board with this Chief offense, even though Kareem Hunt's not in the backfield. I think it's still going to be an issue. You're going to have to double Kelce, Tyreek Hill. You can't let the ball get thrown over your head. And I think when you go back and watch the game, everybody says Mahomes didn't play well in that game. And I would say that's probably true the first game. But I'm not sure the Patriots played their best game either. I think there was a couple errors that they made that typically they don't, i.e. giving up a kickoff return and then Brady fumbling on the 3rd and 10, which gave the Chiefs great field position. But I think it'll be a great game. I'm just thinking it's a hard place to play. I think the snap count's going to be really difficult. And it's going to be harder to run the ball there. And I just think that on the road, it's going to be a challenge for the Patriots.
So Kansas City, that's who you're picking?
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, Mike, in your book, Gridiron Genius, see that plug? See how I hooked you up right there?
Thank you, man.
Compare the Patriots to Bruce Springsteen. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge Bruce Springsteen guy, but whatever. Can you kind of explain that and what you mean by it?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think what I try to do is people talk about Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours, and it's really important in anything that you do in life to excel in it, you must practice at least 10,000 hours. But I thought Gladwell stopped it short. I thought what Gladwell stopped short was if you go see Springsteen perform at a concert and you listen to him play Born to Run, he's played it over 2,500 times in his life, and if you've never heard him play it before, and the first time you hear it, it would be like the first time I heard it. It's exactly the same. Boredom never sets in with Springsteen. He gives the viewer, he gives the audience exactly the same show every single time, and he's never content with just mailing it in. And I think a lot of that is what the Patriots are all about. They never take the season for granted. They never take contentment as something that they believe in or they're entitled to. And I think they just work their asses off to show everybody every year that they're there and they're going to keep working.
Well, one of the things that the Patriots and Bill's always done is take away the biggest weapon. And we were talking about, I know Kelce is still a great tight end, but Tyreek Hill's that guy. But how hard is it to take away Tyreek Hill with his speed? Because it seems like these broken plays is when he just loses people.
Right. I think it's a combination of two factors, right? I think that they got to rush him like they rushed Aaron Rodgers. They got to force Mahomes to back out of the pocket, not step in and go out. When Mahomes is on the move, whether he goes right or left, he is deadly throwing the ball. And you can't cover Hill for a long time. I mean, if you just go to the 4th and 16 play that cost the Ravens the game, it was really Hill's ability to just keep running that escaped and made that play. And because he was able to get out of the pocket, look, it's easier said than done to keep Mahomes in the pocket. It's a hard thing to do. And I think that's the biggest challenge. And when he gets out, Hill's speed shows up. Look, you can say you're going to control Kelce. I think the Patriots treat Kelce like a wide receiver, which is what he is. You've got to handle him at times. You've got to double him at times. You've got to jam him at times. And you got to force him to win, force him with people around him. And it's a challenge. And then, you know, Sammy Watkins, how good can he play? What can he do? What does he bring to this offense? It's a lot of weapons they have. And it starts when Mahomes escapes the pocket.
Yeah. So easier said than done to keep him in the pocket. You treat him like Aaron Rodgers. All right. So then he does escape, right? He's not like one of these quarterbacks that wants to, you know, keep running. He wants to scramble to throw. So as a defensive backfield, now what? I mean, are you just going to sit there and chase continually, or
run with this guy? See, what people never talk about is when you want to play man-to-man against teams, you can't play 70 plays of man-to-man. Your corners just get exhausted. They can't run. The receivers come out of the game, the corners stay in. You know, nobody substitutes corners during a game. They substitute receivers. So you've got to really mix it up, and you've got to have a way to be balanced with your ability to play some zones so your defense, not that they can rest, but they're not running across the field and breaking down as he tries to make plays, and you've got to be disciplined in what you do. I think the width of the field is a concern for the Patriots with their linebacker situation. They've got to be able to handle that in base downs. And when teams have run the ball out of nickel against the Patriots, they average over 5 yards a carry. It's been a problem all year, and that's what I worry about in this game.
All right, we saw last week at home, Tom Brady had plenty of time in the pocket. They ran the ball effectively, which opened up play action, and he was throwing against the zone, and Tom Brady found soft spots everywhere. So now you're on the road. It's loud, maybe the loudest stadium along with Denver in the league. You're going to get that front four getting off the mark a little bit quicker. How do they protect Tom Brady? How do they run an offense very similar to what they ran last week, Mike, where they can run the ball with a 7.5 minute run and put some points up on the board and keep the ball away from Kansas City?
Well, it's a great challenge, and I think Josh did a wonderful job last week of playing Canadian football, which is get two downs, first downs and two downs, but yet controlling the clock. Hard to do, right? But he did a great job with it.
Explain that again, the Canadian football. Explain that again.
Well, Canadian football is they only have three downs, right? So right. They have first and second, and then if you don't get it, you punt. Well, if you take the Canadian principle and bring it to the NFL and get first downs and two downs instead of staying in this most ridiculous thing that anybody on television talks about, which is third and manageable. Like third and manageable, if you're at 40%, that's good. We want to keep the football, so stay out of third and manageable. Get first downs and two downs. Play Canadian football. And that's what Josh did a great job with. And he was able to control the clock and yet stay out of a lot of third downs. The first drive of the game was probably the most third downs that he had until he got to the second half, and they converted them. But they're always hard to do. So I think you got to do that. And on the road, that's where the problems start. Snap count, guy jumps too early. Instead of third and four, it's third and nine. Next problem. I think the thing Brady will have to do is step up in the pocket. They've got to protect inside out, and they've got to keep Chris Jones from messing up. Because we all know this. We've seen Tom too many times. He's so good at being able to handle the guys that can rush from the outside. It's the inside rushers that cause the most problems, and it's also the inside passing game for the Patriots that causes the most problems. And the last time they played, Brady was 17 for 20 when he threw the ball inside the numbers, and that was really what beat him.
So, Mike, last week we saw what Rob Gronkowski did. He was outstanding against the rush, running the ball and blocking. My question is, was that game plan? Or is that just, this is who he is right now? Can he get back to that pass-catching guy that we've seen in the past this Sunday?
I think this is who he is right now. He did a wonderful job. I mean, he really did a great job of blocking. I thought Trent Brown played as well as he had all season. No penalties, no mistakes. He really played well. I thought their offensive line really was focused and played well. It's going to take that kind of effort. And look, no matter where we see Gronk today, he's still a weapon. He's still big. He's still physical. He still has great hands. And so if you underestimate him and he gets open, he's going to be a problem to tackle like he was last week. So even though he may not be the Gronk of old, he's still a very big factor in this game with his ability to run block and his ability to make plays down the field.
So if Gronk is a free agent, just play make-believe right now, if he's a free agent and the Patriots don't sign him, what do you think what would his market value be? Where we're talking, is it $12 million a year, $9 million a year? What do you think it would be?
You know, I think it would be predicated on a game by game basis. I think durability would be a concern for anybody stepping into the arena. And how much gas does he have left in the tank? Is he a 1 year player or a 2 year player? I think that's going to modify it. And I think certainly he's going to have an incentive based contract that can get him to that $12 million number. But it just giving it to him, I don't see that.
Yeah. So you don't think someone would say, do you think he's back? Think he's back next year?
$12 million.
A lot of it depends on where
$12 million.
I think it depends on where he feels his body is.
Okay, let's assume that he wants to play. Let's assume he wants to play, and everything is still on the table.
All players want to play. Where is his health?
Okay, like, so let's say he's healthy. He's healthy. So he's healthy. He wants to play. Healthy for him. Going to be 30, right? And he's got a $12 million salary. Is that something the Patriots would be willing to
cap number,
pay him?
Yeah.
That's a cap number. I think that, to me, when you say he's healthy, are you saying he's healthy all this season? Because I'm not sure he is.
Well, I guess don't you have to base your opinion on, don't you have to take some risk, right? Because everything's still an unknown. So with the unknown, isn't that how
risk? You wouldn't be taking a risk. If you thought he was playing through some things, and guys do it all the time, that maybe through an off season, through rehab, you wouldn't be taking that risk. But if you feel like he's 100% healthy and he's not really playing through anything, and this is who he is, then I think that's a different conversation.
Mike, who do you real quick? Who do you like in the NFC game?
I like the home teams. I think, look, when the Eagles had to call a timeout to start the second half of that game last week, that tells you how loud that place was. Now, typically, what's the reason you defer? You defer because you want to get the ball at the second half when everybody's taking a leak and everybody's buying a hot dog, right? So nobody's in their seats, and you can usually start the first five or six plays with no noise whatsoever. Not in New Orleans, not in the Superdome. It was loud. I think that's going to be a factor. I think unless you've played in that environment, unless you've watched a game in that environment, there's a sense of urgency that you feel that doesn't come through the television.
All right.
It makes you anxious. And I think that anxiousness will cause Goff to throw the ball more than he wants to throw, quicker than he wants to throw it.
All right. Mike likes the home teams. We'll see. Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. That's Mike Lombardi. Who do you guys like in the NFC game since we're onto it?
New Orleans.
I know it goes against everything history has told you here, but I like the Rams. And the reason why I say that is because the home team's basically been undefeated the last 5 years.
Is that part of the reason why you're picking the Patriots?
6 years in a row, it should be Kansas City and the Saints. It's just that I'm worried about the Saints. I don't think they'd look right. And I think there's so much talent. I look at the Rams, I actually think they've underachieved. There's so much talent defensively. They're not that good. They haven't been that good. But Aqib Talib can handle Michael Thomas, or they double Michael Thomas, you watch the Saints enough, you know that they I don't know where they go.
Well, you got Talib back.
I don't know where they go.
And I don't believe Marcus Peters was healthy the first time the two teams played, which was a great game in which the Rams came back and still lost that game. I will say this, the Sheldon Rankins injury, the defensive lineman, I was looking at the numbers. The numbers are off the charts, Lou. So you ready for this? Teams run 4.3 yards against them with Rankins. You take Rankins off the field on any play, and it jumps up to 4.8.
C.J. Anderson, Todd Gurley.
And that's it. C.J. Anderson, the bowling ball, along with Todd Gurley, one of the best running backs in the league.
It's not that I trust Jared Goff. As a matter of fact, of all the quarterbacks, I don't believe in
him. That's the reason I'm not taking him.
But, I worry about their defense and being able to stop the run, and I worry about Aqib Talib talking smack and backing it up with Michael Thomas. Yep. And if they shut him down.
Can I say it again to you?
Teddy Ginn Jr.?
Yeah. Jared Goff on the road with noise.
Tre'Quan Smith?
Jared Goff on the road with noise. It's the one thing that's preventing me from taking the Rams, because I look at all the stuff, the Rankins injury, fact that maybe they can run the football, control it, keep it away from the New Orleans offense, and then I throw Jared Goff out there on the road with the noise.
Rams in the under. Huh?
Brandon Cooks back to his old team. I mean, there's a little revenge factor there.
Yep. Mm. I'm going to take the two home teams.
And they have a similar makeup to the Patriots as far as, listen, it all starts with that running game.
Yep.
It all starts with getting those guys going and then play action off of it. Mm-hmm. A lot of nakeds, a lot of bootlegs by Goff. But you'll never see the Patriots do a bootleg. I can't remember the last time I saw Tom Brady run a bootleg.
Tom Brady throw bombs.
He throw bombs, though.
But bad things are going to happen with that. That's like throwing that Philly special with Tom in there. Bad stuff.
That's why they never run it.
It's going to happen. but it is going to be interesting to see these two coaches. Because
what's that, Benny?
They're not coming back with the exact same stuff that they did earlier this season, right? I mean, both coaches are going to throw something different at you. And Andy Reid is noted for this. Even though they did some stuff, when you look back at that game earlier in the year, and they do strange stuff anyway. A lot of motion, misdirection, and all this other stuff. They overload one side, three receivers on one side. Then you got a guy going in motion from right to left, and you got four on one side.
To me, that's
crazy.
It's all eye candy.
But you tell me, how important is it for a defensive player to know what the hell he's seeing?
Well, that's what you don't want to.
It's confusion.
The key is, like, you don't want to get influenced by all that misdirection. All this motion, it's just motion. The only reason they use motion, obviously, is to try to confuse you.
Mike Francesa broke that down earlier.
Blah, 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 blah. Still one of the best breakdowns,
I think.
So
he calls the protection and he says, blah,
blah. It's a secret code. It's a secret code.
One of the best breakdowns I've ever heard. I've never heard anything better than that.
He dumps the ball, and when he releases the ball,
he dumps the ball. Let's get to a couple more phone calls here, and we've got an open line for the first time since, too. It's 617-779-7937. Here's Steve in Beverly. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Steve.
Hey, so I think I do think this is going to be a tough game. I have a hard time picking the Patriots, but I think if we do win this game, there's going to be two main areas. One's our secondary, obviously, because I feel like you've got to double Tyreek Hill to somehow contain that speed. And then at the same, because then you could put Gilmore on their second best receiver, so he's not on Hill, but then you still got to deal with Kelce, which I think Chung's done a pretty good job with in the past. So that's a big thing for me. And then additionally, the offensive line, not just to keep Brady upright, but to create the running game like we did last week against San Diego.
The offensive line, and Christian brought it up earlier. Offensive line's going to have to be terrific, and they're not.
They're about big. He's big.
And they're not. They're going to have to not get influenced by the crowd, because it's a different game when you play in there. Somebody wrote today how few Patriot players have actually played in Arrowhead Stadium. So for a lot of these guys, it's a first time affair.
Yeah, but there have been, as far as awards given out to the best answer to certain questions, I think that goes to Sony Michel when they asked him about whether he was nervous or not. And he gave the perfect answer, and it was basically, listen, the more I'm prepared, the better I study and get ready for the game, the less nervous I am, which is great, but the only thing you can't deal with is just the overwhelming, noise that is going to affect you. But even that, I think if you, a couple first downs, sorry, playing Canadian football? Play Canadian football?
I like that. I couldn't understand what the hell he was talking about, but it makes sense
downs.
When you
so stay out of third down.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Stay out of third down.
Right.
Stay out of third down. Why wait to third down?
Right.
It's second and seven. Why just try to go third and three?
Right.
Let's just get a freaking.
It's manageable.
First down.
It's not.
All right, 617-779-7937. We're right back to your phone calls coming up next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!